Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Welcome to Behind the Headlines, your daily roundup of some of the stories our reporters have been covering across the UK today. We try to find the most talkable stories, not always the most serious, and give them a bit more time than we can usually fit into our hourly news bulletins. And today we have a heartbreaking interview with a mum whose son was killed in a house explosion after the man responsible was jailed.
And then we didn't know where Archie was. We're asking everybody where's Archie and knowing we haven't got him.
We also have the significant development in Scotland's plans to legalise assisted dying and a milestone moment to mark 850 years of Glasgow. But we start with that story that began with a fatal explosion in Newcastle. The drug dealer responsible has today been jailed for 14 years. Rhys Galbraith had previously pleaded guilty to two counts of manslaughter. One victim was his accomplice in the lab where they were making cannabis sweets, Jay Laws. The other was a seven-year-old boy, Archie York, who was asleep in his family's flat above. We'll hear from his mum in a moment, but first, our reporter Sophie Green was at Newcastle Crown Court for us.
In the courtroom, Archie's mum, Catherine, sobbed while reading her personal impact statement. I could hear the anger in her voice when she looked and shouted at him, "You killed my son." She addressed Galbraith as he sat emotionless in the dock, saying, "You ran a drugs operation under the floor where my children slept. You took risks for profit and didn't care who got hurt." DCI Katie Smith was a senior investigating officer for Northumbria Police.
Key items that went some way in identifying what was the cause were stainless steel equipment, ovens, a number of butane gas canisters recovered at the scene, mobile phones, fingerprints and DNA.
In court, we saw images of the damage to Violet Close showing the sheer magnitude of the explosion. The judge, Mr. Justice Cotter, also outlined how the community had been torn apart in a matter of minutes due to his actions.
Archie York was just 7 years of age, with a wonderful and exciting life ahead of him. As his parents have so movingly explained, their entire world was shattered.
My colleague Mickey Welsh takes a look at what happened on that day in October and spoke to Archie's mum.
Seven-year-old Archie York had his whole life ahead of him. He loved swimming, video games, he wanted to grow up and be a policeman, and he loved being an incredible older brother to little Finlay. On the 16th of October 2024, he was fast asleep at home in Violet Close, Benwell. An explosion tore through his home and ripped his family apart forever. I've been able to spend some time with Archie's mum, Catherine, as she recounted that tragic night.
I went to sleep that night and I heard a high-pitched squealing noise. It felt as if I had elevated in the air and crashed back down. I thought I was having a nightmare. I thought I was dreaming. I could smell like loft insulation. I can taste the blood from where I was bleeding. I was screaming for help. I knew I was outside, but I didn't know whereabouts I was because I could feel the cold. I could feel bricks. I couldn't move. I could hear Finlay crying. I was trying to look for Finlay. I couldn't see him. I didn't know where he was. And Finlay stopped crying and I didn't know where he was. I thought he was gone. And then I just started to close my eyes and I thought, well, if he's gone, I'm going to go with him. So I closed my eyes and then no one would come and help us. It felt like a long time. But then I heard Robbie shouting my name and he was going, "Where are you?" And I went, "I don't know." I managed to get a foot out from where I was lying. I got pulled out through bricks. Every brick that Robbie was moving off us, more and more of the building was falling down on top of us. He got Finlay out. And I didn't know even Finley was alive till I had got out and seen him for myself. And then we didn't know where Archie was. We're asking everybody, where's Archie? And knowing we haven't got him. I had to go to the hospital because Finley wasn't crying, he wasn't smiling, he had no facial expressions. I didn't know what was wrong with him. So me and Finley got taken to the hospital while Robbie stayed on the scene, wanting to get Archie. They checked Finley over, they says he's fine, his airways were clear. And then we got moved into a room. And they had said, we found Archie, but he's gone. He's gone. We got told by the doctor, she says, we've seen Archie. And I tell a lot of parents to see the child when they've passed away, because it gives them some sort of comfort. But I don't advise you and Robbie going to see him, because it's not your son. It's not who he is. And I would rather you remember him how he was.
What's some of your fondest, favourite memories of Archie?
He was so cheeky, but he was loving with it. He loved being a big brother to Finley. How do we tell Finley about his brother? How do we tell him what we've actually been through? Life will never be the same.
That's Archie York's mum, Catherine, ending that report on the day the man responsible for the little boy's death was jailed for 14 years. Next, the MSP behind plans for assisted dying for terminally ill adults in Scotland is telling us there's still much more work to be done. Holyrood last night voted to support the general principles of Liam MacArthur's bill. Our political editor in Scotland, Alan Smith, watched the lengthy and at times emotional debate.
The motion is therefore agreed.
A landmark moment for the Scottish Parliament, met with hugs and tears from campaigners outside.
I'm just so, so relieved that Compassionate Scotland hopefully is still here.
I thought it would be tight. I'm overwhelmed, and it's the right decision.
But this isn't the end of the story. The bill now faces further scrutiny and could be amended before a final vote expected later in the year.
But I'm under no illusions about the fact that, as exciting as it is that Parliament's taken the step that it has, there's an awful lot of work still to be done.
Lib Dem MSP Liam MacArthur says he wants to work with colleagues to make sure it becomes law. But Scottish Labour MSP Pam Duncan-Glancy, Parliament's first permanent wheelchair user, hopes MSPs change their minds before then.
I say to disabled people watching this, I'm tired too, but there is still room to convince colleagues that we cannot amend this legislation enough to protect us against a slippery slope.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, calls for mandatory health MOTs, and find out exactly what sort of instrument this man's talking about.
It's a Victorian instrument, and so it can be used for all sorts of things.
But first, as we continue to investigate new tactics to stamp out knife crime, we've been hearing from those who've suffered the devastating consequences. In Kent, police are swapping out pointed knives for rounded ones. Our reporter Josh Bailey's been to meet a campaigner who wants the government to go even further.
Tracy Goodwin was just returning home from work when she was attacked by her ex-husband, Ron Bacon, as she stepped through the door. He was able to go into the drawer, pick out a knife and attack her, all because he was angry. And it's why their son, Alan Bacon, who's speaking exclusively to us, wants to make sure that this happens to no one ever again.
I can't spell out how horrendous it is until you go through it. The grief, losing someone, the loneliness, the court case, hearing it all again, it just blew everything apart. Knives don't just kill the person in front, it destroys everybody that comes into contact with it. There's a ripple effect that goes out, and it took me many years to rebuild my life.
In the most recent data by the Home Office, kitchen knives were used in 2/3 of all fatal stabbings between March 2023 and April 2024. And this is why Alan wants to see pointed kitchen knives banned.
It's that pointed end that causes the stabbing motion and causes harm. And we need to get these off the shelves. Some of the times they're even at the height that children can grab them off the shelves, and it's just not good enough.
How does that make you feel when you go into a supermarket and you see them still there?
I'm disgusted. I really am. when my mum was murdered in 2015, if these knives weren't available, it couldn't have been grabbed from the kitchen drawer to stab her. She could still be here now. It's as simple as that.
Next tonight, a bereaved wife is calling for full health MOTs to be mandatory to help detect silent conditions early. The routine medical screening could include heart function assessments, as well as blood tests and a family history. Our reporter in Oxfordshire, Callum McIntyre, has more on this story.
Only months after the happiest day of her life, Laura Burt was planning a funeral for the man of her dreams.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Her husband, Edward, had a heart disease which was only found when he was hospitalised with pneumonia. He was waiting for a heart transplant but couldn't get one in time and sadly passed away almost 6 months to the day after their wedding. Laura tells me what that's been like.
I was a bride and a wife at 30. I'm now a widow at 31 and literally had to spend the money that we'd earmarked on our honeymoon on his funeral.
Well, she hopes her petition will help prevent other families from going through the same pain.
And finally, we have the story of a musician who sat behind the keys of one of Scotland's rarest organs for almost six decades. 77-year-old Bill Hutchison's told us it was an honour to play a special recital this afternoon to mark the 850th birthday of the city of Glasgow inside Kelvin Grove Art Museum. He first performed there aged just 16, and he's telling our senior reporter Alice Faulkner why he fell in love with the music.
What was it like the first time that you got to sit in front of that organ?
Well, the first recital was organised by the Glasgow Society of Organists, and I joined them in 1964 as a youngster. Got my first recital in 1969, and they were in the evenings, so it was very sedate, and they were all sat on benches with polite applause. It's a much more lively situation now.
What is it that you love about playing that organ specifically?
The sheer quality of tone, but also it's a Victorian instrument, and so it can be used for all sorts of things, transcriptions. Because this is not a place of worship, you can play anything you like.
So what do you like to play on there?
Just about everything.
Do you ever lose that rush after all these years?
No, you know, you don't. Well, I don't. You do have to concentrate, and there's always the danger that a finger will slip or a foot might slip.
And apparently one former organist played a bit of David Bowie on it. Now that I would like to hear. And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station websites. And don't forget to come back here tomorrow. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.